فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are still on the book of Al-Qisas from Uddat al-Ahkam. An Iran bin Shufayni radiallahu anhu أن رجلا عض يد رجل فنزع يده ريشي فوقعت سنية فاختصم إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يعض أحدكم أخاه كما يعض الفحم لا عادية لك. عمران بن حسين من الله بكل سنين said that a man, Abdo, Yada Rajlin, beat the arm of a man. One man beat the arm of another man, combined. Faneva Yada Wu in him. The one whose hand was beaten by the other man now removed forcefully his hand from the mouth of the one that beat him. In this process, فَوَقَعَتْ فَنِيَّتَهُ two incisors of the other man who beat the other one now fell down. If this was to happen before any one of us, who is forty? Who is forty? Somebody bites another person, and that person possibly pulls out his own hand from his mouth, and in that course, maybe a tooth or 2 feet fall. Who is guilty? Who is forty? Is it the one that
the one that bites?
Yes. Huh? He has lost his teeth. So, Wafa Asaniya Tawu, in another report, Wafa Asaniya Tawu, one piece is on, fell down. فاختصم إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اختصم both of them they fought one another. When you say khatmu, this is what khatmu means, somebody that is fighting with another person. So khatman, two fighters. So not necessarily by changing blows, but even if they have misunderstanding, so they call them what? Khatmu. Khatman. So Ikhtasoma, both of them, they took this matter. Ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya'adkum akhahu, one of you would bite his brother. One of you would bite his brother. From the verb Abba, Ya'adbu. يوم يعض الظالم على يديه. So عض means what? A bit. يعض is a فعل مضارع. يعض أحدكم أخاه. One of you bites his brother. كما يعض الفحم. As الفحم bites. الفحم is the male of a camel or a horse or a cow. So ya'addu ahadukum akhahu kama ya'addu al-fahm. So one of you bites his brother the way the stallion bites. La diyatala. You are not entitled to any deer. Who is not entitled to any deer? No.
Huh?
The one who bites. The one whose teeth was long. Huh? And the one who took to a clock is the one that the man is referring to. Because he took the matter to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, claiming that one of my teeth had been removed. Yes, your teeth have been removed, but you are the one that what? That bit him. Since I'm not beating him, he wouldn't have what? Removed it unforcefully. To the essence of not of what? Now removing your teeth. So the Prophet of time said what? La hiyatala. If you have come to me, not to get what? To get deer. There is no deer for you. And ordinarily, if he was to, or you were to get the deer, how many camels?
10 camels.
Because fish tooth cost what? 5 camels. So they have gotten what? 10 camels or is equivalent. But for the fact that what he had also injured the hand of that, and he was what? The one who preempted that man. If he had not beaten him, he would not have led to what? So not said what? La diyatala. In one report, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let him bite you back. Huh? So that what? You can also what is his teeth. So that report is just an addition. But the ruling is that what? No deer for you. So which tells us that what? We should avoid harming one another. So when there is anything between us and our brothers, we should not go to the extent of trying to what? Arm him. Maybe by throwing something at him. What you throw at him, they need to watch. It may lead to big problems. So and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for absolute bayna akhawaykum. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. If a group or a person is fighting another person from among the Muslims and you try to walk a confiner and ignore the one that you know has gone overboard, you should all watch, you should all come together for culture related ceremony. Hasta the fear, Mila Amrila. Find part for us before Vayna Uma, Mila Amri. For us to do in Allah, if we will, most the same. Vayna Malimun, Inuna Ikhwa, Ikhwa. So the brothers are, the Muslims are what? Brothers. So now we say we are brothers, that means we should avoid harming one another. Lima ya abdu ahdukum aha. أو يعد أحدكم أخاه كما يعد الفحم. So one of you bites as if a stallion is biting. وعن الحسن بن الحسن البصري from الحسن بن الحسن البصري قال he said حدثنا جندب رضي الله عنه في هذا المسجد. He said جندب بن عبد الله البجلي رحمه الله تعالى ورضي الله عنه تدرس في هذا المسجد in this mosque. وما نسينا من حديثه. And we did not forget the hadith that he has told us, which means that was the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They will have حفظ like this, teaching people the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, teaching people the issues of the religion. وَمَنْ أَشْهَدْ يَكُونَ جُنُّبْ كَذَبَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And we are not afraid that Jundub had not told any lie against the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. All that he told us from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we believe that they are all authentic, they are all true. Because This is Sahib Rasul. He is a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who knew that why it is wrong for one to fabricate anything, any lie against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said كان في من كان قبلكم رجل به جرح فجزع. He said among those who were before you كان في من كان قبلكم among those who were before you there was رجل a man به جرح who sustained an English, such as the arm, and he became what? Impatient. He became impatient. He could no longer bear the injury, just the arm. He became restless. So consequence upon that, he took a knife, perhaps the ayada, and he used his knife to watch to cut his hand. And what we thought, the man had a kind of boil. So this boil, this man now took this knife and cut the boil with the knife. So pus, the pus was now coming out. When he was going through serious pain, he could not bear with him anymore. He now felt that well, for me to die is better than living with this pain. So he took knife and watched and caught the boy, and when he did that, the Prophet said, "Fama raqa ad-damu, fama raqa ad-damu." Blood did not stop. That raqa means to stop. Fama raqa ad-damu. Blood did not stop. Hatta mat. He died. قال الله عز وجل. Allah عز وجل says, "عبدي." بادرني بنفسي. My servant had caught death for himself horribly. حرمت عليه الجنة. I forbade al-jannah for him. What do you benefit from this? If it is haram for you to kill a soul, whether Muslim or Christian or better, it is also haram for you to watch to kill yourself. It is haram for you to kill yourself. The one who kills himself, such a person, falls under what? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah said what? بَادَرَ أَنِ عَبْدِ بِنَفْسِ حَرَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There is this story that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or let me say, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is contained in Bukhari that was Sahih Muslim. A man was fighting together with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. He was fighting tirelessly, and people were praising him, saying, "Ah, mashallah, he's a mujahid." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered a statement where he had the praise of the people. He said, "Who was in there?" In another report, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told some people that he told somebody, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَنْظُرَ إِلَى رَجُلٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If you want to see somebody who is one of the people of hell, come to me in the other. Look at this man. And the man was fighting tirelessly. He was fighting seriously at that time. So that man now stopped fighting. I mean, the one who had the statement of the Messenger of Allah now started watch, following him, accompanying him. If the man moved left, he moved left. He moved right, he moved right. So this man eventually was stabbed by one of the kuffar. So, and somebody already came to the Messenger of Allah and said, "The Messenger of Allah, the man that is saying is going to end is dead." And the Messenger of Allah said, "No, he's going to end." So thinking that this man that is saying is going to end has been killed by the enemy, definitely should watch. He should have the shahada. Messenger of Allah said, "What is going to?" As he was addressing that man, someone just came and said, "No, the man is not dead yet, so he's still alive." So this man at the time was still alive. Somebody now saw him, that man that was following that said watch, he said, in that place he sought, he placed it on the ground with the point, the edge of the sword, that is the sharp side of the sword facing up. That man now placed his chest on it and now killed himself with it. You know, he had some injury, some wound that he had once sustained when he was touched. But he felt this is what embarrassing. I'm a brave man, how could I have sustained this type of injury? For me to die with what? With honorably, that is better than me being touched. So the man accused himself. So that man that was accompanying me said, watch, I testify that you are the messenger of Allah. The man accused himself. So the Prophet of Allah then said that I testify that what? I am the messenger of Allah. He said, Inna Allah, you are the deen, the Rajul party. Allah may at times assist this religion with somebody who is disobedient. And that's why not everybody that says what is doing jihad is doing jihad is what? A mujahid before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the topic in Sahih Bukhari that Abu Radiallahu anhu said that what? Don't say so and so is a shaheed. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lam man yuqlam fi sabili. Allah knows the one who is what? Who sustained injury because of his cause. Not everybody that claims that what is doing jihad in the cause of Allah is doing jihad in the cause of Allah. Not everybody that says what is doing da'wah for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing da'wah for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, somebody will come and the person will be what? Will be a reciter of the Quran. Somebody will come, the person will be what? A great warrior. Somebody will come, that person will watch, will be somebody generous. And he will ask one who is what? A reciter of the Quran, who knows the Quran. Allah will ask him, what have you done with your knowledge? He will say what? I taught my knowledge to so and so, so and so, so and so, because of Allah. It will be said to him that what? Kazabta. You are a liar. وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ وَعَلَّمْتَ إِنْ قَالَ عَلِمْ. You have learned and taught people so that people will say what? You are learned. وَقَدْ كِنْ. And the people are better. So you have gotten your reward from them. You will be asked to be thrown into hellfire. May Allah save us from you. So the same thing will go for the one who says a warrior. The same thing will go for the one who says what? He is generous, spending because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why not everybody that says it's doing jihad is the Lord's power of jihad. This is the problem that we have today. When the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the Khawarij, he described them with some things that what? A lot of us want to fall for them. He said what? This is who will come out. يَحْكِرُ أَحْدُكُمْ صَلَاتَهُ مَا صَلَاتِهِ. Oh my companions, when they come, you believe in your salat in comparison to their own salat. Which means what? The Khawarij, they will do more than our people of salat than the companions. وَقِيَامَ وَمَا قِيَامِ. You believe in your what? You believe in your fasting in comparison to their own fasting. Which means what? They will fast a lot. يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. They watch the spirit of the Quran. That's why among the Khawarij, then they memorize so much of the Quran. A lot of them who memorize all of the Quran. But what the Messenger of Allah says, La yujawizu taraqiyahum. The Quran does not go beyond their watch truth. You do not understand it. He said, Yamrukuna in the deen, they will be going out of the deen gradually. In said I adraktum, if I were to be alive when this book comes out, la'aktulannahum qatla 'ad. I will kill them the way Allah described the people of 'Ad. Those who are praying, fasting, those who are memorizers of the Quran, being killed by the Messenger of Allah. So Messenger of Allah said that all people will not fall for them. Oh my companions, don't fall for them because of all these qualities. Because what يَمُرْكُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمُرْكُونَ يستعمل من الرمية. So it is important that when you are doing jihad or you are doing sunnah, you are, make sure you keep the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger aside. Not you will be saying what you are doing jihad in the way you understand. Look at those who say they are doing jihad, destroying things, bombing, destroying property, and what they believe that what they are going to get in the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not the way of the Salaf of Salaf. And that's why not anyone that claims they are being jihad in the cause of Allah, being jihad in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet Allah said, Allah said, Badara ya Abdu Dinasi, my servant, he used himself already, harramtu alayhi al-Jannah. I forbid him al-Jannah for him. There was a hadith of the Prophet Allah that said, من قتل نفسه بحديدة فحديدته بيده يوم القيامة يجر بها بطنه. Whoever kills himself or kills himself with a piece of iron, that piece of iron will be in his hand on the day of Qiyamah in empire. يجر بها بطنه. He will be using it to stab to what? Stab his stomach. If he has stabbed himself, that will be his punishment. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِسُنِّي أَوْ وَمَنْ تَحَفَّ سُنَّا whoever killed himself by taking what? Drinking poison. He said, فَسُنُّهُ his poison will be in his mouth يَتَحَفَّهُ you will be drinking it in now on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet said, such a person was to be خَالِدًا مُخَلَّدًا أَذًا he will dwell in it forever. Scholars, they said, this addition, خالد المخلد في أبدا, does that mean that what? Whoever kills himself will be in empire forever? Just as what we have in the verse, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا whoever kills a believer. So the one who kills himself is like what? Killing a believer. It's like killing a believer. So he will dwell in hellfire forever. So the position of Ahlus Sunnah is that what? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَالِدًا مُخَلَّدًا فِيهَا in this report, just what? To tell them the gravity of killing oneself. Not that the person will dwell in hellfire forever. But just to say what? This is supposed to be the punishment. But for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to forgive whoever does not appreciate partner with him. So such a person will come out of empire. But ordinarily his punishment is supposed to be what? Dwelling in empire forever. But for the fact that Allah has said what? Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. But if one kills oneself, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watch from this. Whatever fitna that will lead one to killing himself or assess, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save everyone of us from this. Because it's something that is what? That is grave before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not permissible for you to take the soul of another person, whether the person is a kafir or is a Muslim. Unless if the person deserves that his soul be taken. Likewise, it is not permissible for you to take your own soul, because you are not the owner of your soul. Allah owns your soul, and that's why you cannot treat your body the way you like. The Prophet Allah sallam calls whoever does what? Whoever does and wash you, whoever cuts his body, given this mark that we have in our own society. It is what? Haram. The tribal mark. Clarification of all the colleagues. So it is what? It is haram to do that. Because your body does not belong to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has you and has everything in the top, on the surface of the earth, everything in the heaven belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is haram for you to kill yourself. Don't say because you are what? You are running after something, you are able to get it, they never need you to commit suicide. And that's all these people who are committing suicide bombings. They are being jihad in the cause of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist every one of us. This is not a right way It's not the way of the Salaf Salih. It is not permitted in Islam to commit suicide bombing. The one who kills himself, such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids for him al-Jannah, as we have it in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we have to be very, very careful. When you say you want to defend Islam, make sure you defend Islam the way the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sanctioned. Not the way of the Khawarij that said they were defending Islam to the essence that was the next few of the companions of the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Defending Islam, this led them towards to that. So I have good intention. That is not enough in Islam. Your intention must be coupled with what? With the right action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our fears. May subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to have good intention and also do the right thing. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Sorry, before we conclude the lecture by something that I think I made a mistake when I collected something that I was said concerning the gear of the forces. I don't know if you can still recollect what was said. No. The forces, the dead in the womb. Five camels. Is that the origin? Now freeing a slave male or female. So if that was committed deliberately or mistakenly. Both deliberately and mistakenly. Mistakenly. Okay, what about if it is deliberate? Okay. I think that is where the issue that I'm talking about. So if it is what? Deliberately or mistakenly. A woman deliberately aborts. A woman deliberately aborts. If the pregnancy is 4 months above, if a woman deliberately aborts or mistakenly aborts 4 months above, the gear, according to the majority of the scholars, is what? A suspect-free slave, male or female. How does it work? So set free a slave male or female. This is according to the majority of the scholars. Whether deliberate or correct or mistaken. If it is a mistaken one, the same thing. So if she cannot do this or she can't find this, the alternative is what? Five families. That is clear. Now, if it is below 4 months, the majority of the story agree that it is haram to also watch. To what? To abort. But if she does that, what is the ruling? If she does that, what is the ruling? The ruling is that what? It is not that she has killed a soul. It is not that what she has killed a soul. But she has done something that is what? Haram. So in that case, it said what? Nothing to be paid, no deer to be paid, but what? Sinful for doing that. Because what she has dropped is not a soul. How do you explain? But if this fortune, so to say, is born alive, the ruling is what? What would be the deer? 100 camels. That baby is not delivered. Take when a woman has just delivered a baby and she now decides to kill that baby. She has just born the baby, she decides to kill the baby. Immediately as she's putting, delivering the baby, she kills the baby. Deliberately, that is what the woman is about. She should be killed. Unless if the outcover of the baby, if the pardon her. But this is what mistakenly, maybe a woman is putting her baby by her side, and mistakenly she does what? She rolls on it on her, and the baby what? Dies. What will be the what? The DI is what? 100 kernels. So there is difference between when the baby is delivered and what she's now what? And when she's still, or when it is still what? In the womb. So there is what? Difference. So if it's still in the womb, if it is 4 months above, majority of the class said what? Whether deliberate or not deliberate, she will have to pay what? She'll have to be free a slave. So that would be, so you know, not set free, give to the family or what? Or 5 camels. All this is clear. But I said Ibn Hazmi, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, differentiated between that. So if it is what? If it is deliberate, why the baby is still what? In the womb, if it is deliberate. So if it is what? After 4 months. So he believes that what? That they will give a camel, they will give the slave as well. But the issue of what deliberate or not deliberate, as scholars have said, whether deliberate or not deliberate, is differentiated between deliberate and not deliberate. How this is clear. So if it is deliberate, the woman will be killed, so according to Ibn Hazm. So that is what the difference. So it is only when the baby is what is given birth to Allah that we all agree that what? We all agree that the woman should be killed if it is deliberate. But if it is not deliberate, so 100 camels would be given up. How this is clear. So as the deer, then the kafara would be what? 2 months consecutively. So now,
now the fourth question that we've had is the issue of having shoulder mask or any mask on the body is a matter of duty according to some cultures around the world. So why is it halal? Especially when it is done to justify oneself, and the issue of duty is something that is coming to us.
نعم الأصل في الأشياء الإباحة. The basis in things other than religion is what? Permissibility. But as long as what? The religion has not forbidden it. So we have the text from the Messenger of Allah, Qasim al-Washima, wal-Mustawishima. Those who are given marks, on the body of people, and those who are going to those who are practicing that to also do it. And so we have the text prohibiting that for law.
If two people, a male and a female, commit zina, in the Sharia, in the Sharia of Islam, can it still be married to each other after being punished?
No?
Two people, a male and a female, I guess friends of people, people who are not married now, if they commit zina and they get punished for it, and they are allowed to get married to each other?
They are punished.
They have been punished.
Now, if they have been punished, so which means that what maybe both of them have done tawba, so they can still be allowed to marry one another. It is only when both of them have not done tauba or is not been punished that he will not be punished with the law.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the coming of the Khawarij. Did you hear anything concerning the Shia?
Well, there are some ahadith on this, but a lot of scholars say these ahadith are not authentic. So I don't know of any ahadith that is authentic on the Shia Allah.
You mentioned that it's haram for someone to kill himself. What if someone thinks a drug or other medicine without prescription from any doctor and then as a result of that, have you killed himself? Have you committed a suicide?
Now, if it is the person takes the drug thinking the drug will take care of the ailment that he's suffering from, then not die as a result of that, to have the risk of someone who has killed himself mistakenly. He will have the risk of the one who has killed himself mistakenly. The one who kills himself mistakenly or deliberately, is there any idea to be paid? No, you are taking a soul. You are taking a soul. Should you pay here? This is a controversial issue among the scholars. Some said what? He will pay here for taking what? His soul. And it will be taken from his work and given to those who are watching. And I don't mean to be anything to the big one to me. So
it is not anything in the first place. The same thing.
What is it
now? I mean, any property, the property on the ground, this is a poor man.
If he's a poor man, the same thing. So we wish him that what his family is the Aqila who come together and they will pay watch. They will pay here to those who be. Very poor. Not all of them will be in everything. So they inherit. Not all the Aqila will inherit. When they say the Aqila are those who are entitled to inherit. But some of them will be prevented from inheriting at the first instance. Take for instance, his uncle is one of the Aqila. But in the presence of any of his children, the male children, the uncle cannot inherit. The presence of the brother, the uncle cannot inherit. The presence of the father, the uncle cannot inherit. So if a man mistakenly commits, a man mistakenly kills somebody, it is these people that will come together and take gear. So what if a man mistakenly kills himself? So does that mean that these people will come together and pay dia, and when they pay dia, the dia will go to what? Inheritors. Inheritors, which means that what? The uncle, all these people, they will not inherit, but they will be among those who watch, who will pay dia. So some of the disagree on things. Some say, some people may use this method to say, okay, let me kill myself so that all my people will come together and pay me up for my... So some scholars are going against it from this angle. So Allah wa.
The woman who commits abortion, to whom will she pay the pendidia?
Ma'am, a woman who commits abortion, to whom will pay the dia? As I said, in this... The baby in the womb is 4 months above. 4 months above, there is consent of the birth, there is dia. Unless if those who are the asaba or the baby in the womb, if they overlook that. So the one who will take that dia will be the husband. Will be the husband. Unless if there is another side for
that. Somebody said that the husband and wife
are the wife is not the only owner. The husband also what? And the husband is what is entitled to part of the inheritance. So if the woman has terminated the pregnancy, so the deer will go to the husband, unless if there is another child that can also inherit. But this is not possible with what? With the presence of the father, because the other child will be linked to the fortune that was brought through the father. And since the father is alive, so that child cannot inherit from the fortune, which means it is the husband that will inherit for now. But if the husband overlooks it, then no harm. Now, if the husband and the wife, both of them agree to terminate the pregnancy, so both of them are sinful. If the pregnancy is not up to 4 months, both of them are sinful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is 4 months above, both of them are killed a soul. So, and don't forget that this is not what a mistaken one, it is a deliberate one. Whatever you know, who got you? Both of them are going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah for doing that.
Can we say on the dead body of someone who committed
suicide? Now, the one who commits suicide is still a Muslim. If he's a Muslim before committing suicide, the fact that he commits suicide doesn't mean he's no more a Muslim. He's still a Muslim. We can pray on such a person, or we should pray on such a person. But during the time of the Messenger of Allah, we avoid praying. He, as a person, will avoid praying on such a person. So he will try to reduce the honor of that person by saying to the companion, "Sallu ala Rasulika," go and pray on your man. So he will not pray on him. And that's why Father said, it is permissible for someone who is a respected scholar in society not to participate in the janazah of somebody who has committed suicide or somebody who has committed another atrocity apart from this, so that it will serve as deterrent for other people who are willing to permit to perpetrate this type of atrocity. Wallahu a'lam.